It's time for Act Locally Waco on 103.3 Waco Public Radio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. We have the best.
I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
And I'm Kately Mills. Let's jump right into all the ways to do good during this giving season, Ashley.
Let's. So, you may have noticed, if you're a regular Act Locally Waco listener, that there are always plenty of great ways to get out and do some good in our community. This week, there are even more opportunities than usual, because this week, starting Sunday and continuing through Saturday, November 23rd, is National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. The week of activity starts with the Heart of Texas Crop Hunger Walk on Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. at Bledsoe Miller Pavilion on Martin Luther King Boulevard, and winds up with the huge Food for Families food drive next Friday and the Altrusa Turkey Trot benefiting the Cove Nurture Center for Homeless Youth on Saturday, November 23rd.
The Turkey Trot steps off at 9 a.m. at Brazos Park East. In between those big events, there are activities and opportunities to get involved every day. Check the event list at actlocallywaco.org for all the details. But that's not all. This weekend, get a jump on your holiday shopping at the Apple Tree Bazaar.
The Apple Tree Bazaar is a terrific arts and crafts show with proceeds benefiting Meals on Wheels. I look forward to shopping the Apple Tree Bazaar every year because I know that I'm going to find that fun, unique, or quirky special something that I will not see anywhere else. This year, the Apple Tree Bazaar will be at the Lee Lockwood Museum and Library on Waco Drive. It takes place today from 1 to 5 and tomorrow from 9 to 4. A one-day pass is $5.
And on Sunday morning between 7 and 9 a.m., the Gentleman Race Wheels of Waco is hosting a toy drive for Mission Waco. To participate, all you have to do is drop off new unwrapped toys at the corner of 5th and Austin.
Also, joint custody can be very difficult when you and your ex don't always see eye to eye. Starry Counseling wants to help. On Tuesday, they are offering a free workshop, Joint Custody 101 for Men. Attendees will learn techniques that will protect both parents and children during communications with a former spouse. The workshop will take place from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Starry offices on Columbus Avenue. Space is limited. To register or for more information, call the Starry Counseling offices. Shifting to the art scene, Cultivate 712 on Austin Avenue will be the place to be this weekend if you are ready to get into the holiday spirit. Starting today at 10:30 and continuing through Saturday, they are hosting a holiday market with a long list of vendors and a terrific schedule of holiday workshops. They'll have everything from making your own holiday serving platter with Black Oaks art to crafting paper orchids, arranging a holiday wreath, printmaking cards, jewelry making, glass blowing and ceramic ornaments, and gingerbread decorating for the kids.
For more information about times and ticket prices, see the Cultivate 712 Facebook page. And if you love Texas music, you're in for a treat Saturday evening. Texas Music Cafe is taping Season 22, Episode 3, a showcase of Texas talent, and you're invited.
This is going to be a great show, the biggest show of their 22nd season. The Showcase of Texas Talent highlights bands and talent from all over Texas to suit all different tastes in music. This is more than just a good show. It's a fundraiser for MCC's music department. The funds generated from the show are specifically going towards the Dave Hibbard Scholarship to encourage the cultivation of local musical talent. The event will include a raffle of gift baskets and care packages from businesses all around town. Delicious sangria and other beverages and snacks will be available, and you're also invited to bring your own. So invite all your friends and family and head over to Nexus Sports at 600 Columbus Avenue for the Showcase of Texas Talent.
The show starts at 5 p.m. and tickets are $5. And Wednesday will be a great day to educate yourself about and show support for public schools.
On Wednesday morning, you're invited to join the Greater Waco Chamber and the P20 Regional Council for a breakfast welcoming Texas Commissioner of Education Mike Morath for an update on the legislation for public education recently passed and statewide progress. Following his keynote address, we'll hear updates on the work of area schools. Doors will open at 8 a.m. for networking and a school spotlight. The keynote speaker will begin at 8:30. This all takes place at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and tickets are $20 for educators and $40 for everyone else. For more information or tickets, call the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce and ask for Jessica Addis.
And on Wednesday evening, the Friends of Texas Public Schools are hosting their Friend of the Year Gala.
The Friends of Texas Public Schools is an organization that believes in highlighting what is right with our schools. Their gala will be Wednesday at 5 p.m. at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Tickets are $175 apiece.
The giving season is in full swing, and I love it. Thanks, Ashley, for stopping by for ACLO Good Wicca this week.
Thank you. And just a reminder, you can find all these events and many, many more at actlocallywaco.org.